Good evening, everybody. Marcus Padley from the Marcus Today newsletter with the end of day podcast and a shabby day today. ASX 200 down 141 points, which is 2.0%. That, of course, followed a pretty horrible performance from Wall Street overnight, having dropped 300 points yesterday. The US market was down 280 points last night, and our futures were down 69. So doing a bit worse than that today. The excuse, of course, is the resources sector, BHP in particular. It went ex-dividend, knocking 42 points off the ASX 200. So effectively, we're down just less than 100 points today. BHP went ex-dividend to $47.1 net, which if you gross that up for the dividend was $3.53, including the franking, and the share price was down 309 cents, so sort of in the middle of that range. Pretty normal stuff, but that was enough to cause the resources sector to drop 4.6% today. But in case you thought that was bad, the gold sector was worse, down 5.4% today. Newcrest down 4.1%, Northern Star down 5.5%, Evolution Mining down 8.4%, St. Barbara Mines down 3.3%. From the high 2 years ago, the gold sector is now down 52% in Australia, going nowhere. And to add insult to injury, the $603 million market cap gold producer RED dropped 11.8%, having failed to put in results until after 5 p.m. last night, which is never a good look. They made a loss of $28 million on revenue of $165 million. The stock is down 53% from the high 4 months ago. Meanwhile, back in the resources sector, Fortescue Metals goes ex-dividend, 121 cents on Monday. That's before the franking. The share price was down 4.2% today, which is hit a bit hard considering the iron ore price was up, I think, 0.26% today. This afternoon as well, Rio announced that they have got an agreement in principle with the board of Turquoise Hill for their $43, that's Canadian dollars, bid for the company for the 49% of the miner that they don't already own, worth $3.3 billion. They've upped that bid from $40, and that $40 was up from $34, the original bid. So effectively, Rio has paid 26.4% more to buy this copper miner, which is good news for Oz Minerals, which is the only holding we have left in our ideas portfolio in this market. Oz Minerals has been bid for by BHP at $25. If BHP increased their bid by the same amount as Rio did, by 26%, then they would be bidding $31.61 for Oz Minerals compared to the current share price of $25.30. The big risk, of course, is that BHP walks away, but it looks low odds anyway. I would just tell you, we sold our resources sector ETF, code OZR. We sold that yesterday ahead of BHP going ex-dividend. We also sold BHP before it went ex-dividend. Notably, our ideas portfolio is not interested in income, but we have sort of seen and called the top on the resources sector for the moment. In other sectors, energy sector down 2.2% as the oil price continues to drift. Interest rate sensitive REITs, real estate investment trusts, were down 2.2% as well. The all tech sector as well, down 2%. Staples putting in a good showing, up 1.0%. I'll come to that in a minute. Utilities down 3.0%. Consumer discretionary down 1.5%. Compare all those numbers to the ASX 200, which was down 2.0%. So some sectors outperforming. The banks today outperformed, didn't fall as much as the market. CBA down 1.5%, Westpac down 1.8%, NAB down 1.0%, ANZ down 0.8%, Macquarie down 1.6%. Not a bad performance from the banks there. You'll see the chart in the end of day report. Also seems to be coming off the top. Results season ended today, thank goodness, and the number of announcements has significantly dropped today. Endeavour was up 2.6% after broker upgrades post-results this week. EOS was in a trading halt, having failed to report results on time. Webjet down 0.9%. They jumped 17.8% in the 3 days post their results. So just coming off the top a little bit, brokers have been upgrading. Qantas fell 2.26% today. They too had results 6 days ago and they've jumped 20.3% in the last 6 days. All the brokers think it's undervalued and were upgrading in the last week or so. Whitehaven Coal, an ex-dividend today, dropped just 0.9%. Imugene, IMU, dropped 3.9% on a drug trial report. And STX was in a trading halt pending a capital raising. Coles Group, the old Coles Myer, COL, was down 1.2%. Goes ex-dividend tomorrow. Sorry, it was up 1.2% today. And MIN, Mineral Resources, was down 1.8% ahead of going ex-dividend tomorrow as well. Have a look at the chart in the end-of-day report. Looking very toppy, especially in this market. Otherwise, it's a bit of a lithium play. Otherwise, lithium stocks not doing much today. Pilbara Minerals down 0.6%. AKE, Allkem down 1.7%. Liontown down 3.2%. But as I said, staples, which is a bit of a defensive sector, doing a little bit better today after the recent sell-off. Woolworths was up 0.9% on a down day for the market. And other defensive stocks doing a bit better. Things like CSL up 0.1%. Endeavour up 2.6%. TLC up 2%. Treasury Wine Estates up 0.4%. A2 Milk up 2.7%. Metcash up 0.7%. Note all those stocks were up in a day. The market was down 2%. So fairly solid performances. Meanwhile, Premium, which of course is a SMA platform company, which had terrible results or a profits warning last November, then terrible results in February. In November, the stock was sitting at about $1.45, something like that. Had a profits warning, dropped to $1.20. Had results in February, dropped to 80 cents, has since dropped to almost 40 cents and is back to 69 cents, having had a resurrection. Good results this week. So up 4.6% today, extending its recent rally. Net Wealth, not so popular. Another platform stock down 4% today, with fellow platform provider Hub down 3.9%. Technology stocks drifting today. Block or SQ2 down 3.4%. REA Group down 2.1%, Xero down 2.8%, Seek down 2.4%, car sales down 1.9%, but its consumer finance stocks took a beating today. Zip down 7.9%, OpenPay 7.3% down, Splitit down 15.8%, Sezzle down 4.5%, and recent Hero after their results this week, Tyro, TYR, down 11.1%. I tell you, there are days when you see these buy now, pay later stocks flying and wondering why you don't hold them. Well, this is why, because their share prices are volatile and unreliable. You wouldn't want to be holding them today. As I leave you, the Dow futures are down 113 points, which is hardly encouraging for tonight's session. The main focus at the moment is, of course, on the US jobs numbers on Friday night. That's tomorrow night in the US. The US is running into the Labor Day holiday on Monday, a long weekend for them. The RBA meeting's next Tuesday. We're expecting them to raise rates by 50 basis points. There's a US inflation number, all important number, on September the 12th. Fortescue's ex-dividend on Monday, and that is about it. In the words of Henry Jennings, let the trading gods be with you. At least let's hope they are tomorrow, because they weren't with you today.